Now back home, and the HSE has removed details from its website of state payments to primary healthcare professionals after an intervention by the Data Protection Commissioner. The payments to thousands of individuals are worth billions of euro. For more on this, I've been talking to Billy Hawkes, the Data Protection Commissioner, who is today giving what he hopes will be his final interviews before leaving the post at the end of next month.
Again, we had a complaint from the representative body for dentists that the HSE was publishing information on income received by individual dentists from the HSE. Again, this is a typical example of where you need to do a balancing act. In other words, it is the personal information of the dentists. It's how much they earn in a particular year. On the other hand, there could be a public interest in knowing what types of remuneration levels do people like that have. So arguably, I think it would be sufficient to satisfy the public interest if you could say that dentists last year earned from the HSE between X and Y amount. But is it really necessary to name the dentist? So it's a typical example of the need for public bodies to think before they publish personal information about individuals. Do they have either the consent of the persons to do it? They clearly hadn't in this case. Or is there some other basis in law that overrides individual consent?
Now, you're preparing to stand down as Data Protection Commissioner at the end of next month. You've been in the post for 9 years, and over that time you've had considerable dealings with public bodies. At this point, prior to your departure, what concerns do you have as to issues that have not yet been dealt with, or problems that may arise going forward?
I continue to have serious issues with the public services handling of personal data. I think it is not given sufficient priority. There's insufficient consciousness, I think, within the public service of the duty it has to all of us, because we obligatorily, as a matter of law, give information to the state, which is the biggest holder of personal data on all of us. I don't think there's sufficient consciousness or a sufficient taking of responsibility on the part of large holders of data, like the HSE, like the Department of Social Protection, others like An Garda Síochána. So we've been pushing very hard to get a higher priority to protection of personal data within these organisations. We have had some success. There's an acknowledgement within the senior management of these organisations that it's an issue, but we still have a long way to go in terms of getting across the necessary cultural change that basically, if you work in one of these organisations, you have privileged access to personal information on others. You may only access it for reasons linked to your job. You have a duty to maintain absolute security surrounding it. So there's a distance to go yet in doing it, but there have been some improvements.
Do you think that public bodies are just so used to getting this information they find it difficult to change, or is it, in their view, necessary for them to receive this information to do their job effectively? What's the disconnect there?
Well, I think, first of all, we need public bodies to think before they ask for information, or indeed that they arrange for laws to be passed making it compulsory to acquire that information. That's one thing. But then if there a law is passed and it's perceived to be in the public interest to have the information, then you switch into the duty of the public body to mine that information, to only use it for the reason it was given to them, not with people accessing the data out of curiosity, or even worse, passing it outside the organisation and maintaining maximum security surrounding the data. So it's basically an effort to increase consciousness. It's not a question of bad faith on the part of the public service. It's not that they're deliberately doing this. It's just that there is insufficient thought given to data protection, often in public bodies. We have more stringent laws coming down the track from us from the European Union, which also will involve the Data Protection Commissioner, my successor, being able to impose fines of up to €1 million. So it's much better if people get the message now and take the necessary measures rather than have that sort of fines being imposed on bodies.
And as to your successor, there's been an open competition. The successor has not been appointed as yet. And the other area of interest, aside from public bodies, obviously, is multinational corporations operating out of Ireland. What challenges have you faced there? What challenges remain?
I think, again, thanks to the good work of the IDA, they've attracted the major players in the internet space to Ireland. They are major processors, obviously, of personal information, the likes of the Facebooks, the LinkedIns, the Apples, and so on. And they typically designate Ireland as their headquarters from the point of view of data protection, which means we acquire responsibility for oversight of their processing of the information on literally millions of people, because they typically designate their Irish entity as being responsible for the personal data of people on a global basis. So that is a fairly heavy responsibility. We've taken it on board. We've carried out detailed audits, or are about to carry out in some cases detailed audits, of all of these companies. We insist on improvements where necessary. And basically, we get out the message, whereas we welcome companies like this coming to Ireland, you are subject to stringent Irish and European data protection laws, and we will insist that you comply with them in how you handle the information of people, your customers, people who use services like Facebook.
Billy Hawkes, who is to step down as the Data Protection Commissioner at the end of next month.